Bedford County Farms hit again. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Last week, several farm families in northern Bedford County were woken up during the early morning hours to see their barns and hay and equipment ablaze.
It was just, it's just a total loss, and the fire department did an excellent job in the fact that they kept it from spreading to the other buildings.
Farmer Carol Nolan says her former milking barn was completely destroyed from what authorities say was arson. In the early morning hours of October 26th, at least 7 fires were reported in the rural area of Bedford County.
The lucky thing about it is there were no lives lost. Things can be replaced and lives can't.
Now, very close to the Nolan farm was Jimmy Flippo, whose 80 by 120-foot barn was torched that was protecting several pieces of farm equipment and several thousands of dollars worth of hay for his beef cattle herd.
And I had both sheds pull the farm equipment, get them out of the way. I had 2 tractors in there and a hay bale and a hay mower, fertilizer spreader and a John Deere drill I just bought last fall. And 2 farm trucks, a ton with a cattle wagon, and another pickup truck we use there on the farm, and it just lost every bit of it.
Now, Flippin's story has aired on local media, and the response from neighbors and others has been overwhelming, as donations of hay and help have come from all over.
With all everybody that don't even know me, and all some Antioch, Franklin, College Grove, local boys around here town, and they just all getting together, and some didn't have hay, they come by and just give me a donation there to help for clean up and all of that. And it hadn't been for friends, neighbors, and people I didn't know, and it'd been enough farm up for sale probably, but right now it's still hopes of hanging on.
Now, authorities are still investigating the fires. Not a good year for Bedford County farmers, as they've also been dealing with a serious cattle rustling operation. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.